North Bay City Council unanimously approved a contract increase of $30,000 to cover extra engineering and design work associated with the growing scope of the McEwen Avenue reconstruction project, which has now resulted in a total engineering fee increase of $86,464. The addition of traffic lights at the McNamara Street intersection, a safety assessment at the Cartier Street intersection, and the extension of the study area to include the Champlain Street intersection are among several revisions stemming from public consultation and the project scope increase. See related. McEwen Avenue reconstruction to wrap up in 2024. According to the Associated Staff Report, since R.V. Anderson Associates Limited, RVA, was awarded the original EA addendum and detailed design proposal contract worth $307,140 in January 2022. Various scope changes have resulted in a total engineering fee increase of $86,464. A fee of $65,857 was approved in accordance with the contingency management section of the city's purchasing by law 2013-200. And the $30,000 approved during Tuesday's regular meeting will cover the remainder. Additional work to complete the added permanent traffic signal design for the McNamara intersection will cost approximately $21,000, according to the report, and an additional $9,400 is required for ongoing design changes as a result of conflicts with utilities, changes to stormwater management, additional land acquisitions, etc. as the design progresses towards completion for a total of $30,000, which exceeds the CAO's threshold of 15%. That by law requires expenditures that are expected to exceed the awarded contract amount by 15% or greater, and in situations in which the change order will exceed the overall approved budget to be referred to Council for consideration. As of the date of this report, the SAO has approved contract increases of 13.8%, $65,857. Prior to the vote, Count. Sarah Inch said she understood the added project costs might not sit well with some members of the public, but hoped they would appreciate that it is important to get things right and done properly the first time. Professional Engineers Ontario indicates the cost of engineering is generally in the 8% to 10% range of the construction cost estimate, depending on the complexity of the assignment. The estimated construction cost for the widening of McEwen Avenue is $8.5 million. Therefore, R.V. Anderson's engineering fees are below typical provincial costs for projects of this magnitude. Despite the increase in project scope and necessary additional design work, Reed Porter, an infrastructure engineer with the City of North Bay, said, "Although our tendering date has been pushed back due to an increase in assignment scope, we are still aiming to tender the works and to begin construction this summer, 2023. In November 2022, the City of North Bay offered a window for members of the public to provide input on the planned project, including the widening of McEwen from Cartier Street to the Gormanville Road roundabout approach, and the section's transformation to an arterial roadway from the existing two-lane urban roadway. After receiving 27 comments from stakeholders, many involving the traffic-controlled intersections along McEwen Avenue and the perceived implications of the addition of 120 apartment units on the grounds of the former J.W. Trussler School on Cartier Street, project managers shifted gears and will be extending the study area easterly to include the intersection of McEwen Avenue at Champlain Street, see map above. For the full 92-page report, including redacted comments from the public, click here. According to this summary report, the construction phase that was to begin this year, pending council and budget approval, could spill into 2024. The stretch of McEwen Avenue from Cartier to the roundabout will still be widened to four lanes. This section will be the final part of McEwen to be brought up to an arterial standard. Although an initial environmental assessment completed in 1999 called for four lanes plus a center left turn lane as required roadway improvements, an updated traffic impact study performed in 2006 omitted the center lane. City staff noted in its report that existing traffic volumes have reached or exceeded the available road capacity, which has accentuated the deteriorated road structure and corridor deficiencies resulting in unsafe traveling conditions. Besides the construction of the two new lanes, the scope of the project also includes reconstruction of the existing pavement, curbs, boulevards, sanitary sewer, and water main, as well as storm sewers for the additional road width and added active transportation facilities such as multi-use pathways and sidewalks. During the EA Addendum public consultation process, many comments were received concerning the section of McEwen Avenue between Cartier Street and Champlain Street, which is outside the original scope of the assignment. As a result, the city extended the EA limits in accordance with the municipal class EA process requirements. Extending the EA limits will also permit the city to complete future traffic upgrade work between Cartier and Champlain without having to complete another EA addendum. Project highlights leading to the increased scope. Traffic lights will be installed at the intersection of McEwen Avenue and McNamara Street with a left-turn lane from McNamara to access McEwen and a controlled pedestrian crossing. According to the report, this is in response to residents who expressed a desire for improvements at the intersection. Pedestrians and cyclists will be accommodated via a 1.5-meter-wide sidewalk on the north side of the road, and a 3-meter-wide multi-use path on the south side of the road, separated from the roadway by a barrier curb and gutter. Due to property and utility constraints, the new multi-use path is recommended to remain on the south side of the roadway. Concerns about crossing four lanes of traffic to access transit, businesses, and one kid's place on the south side of McEwen will be alleviated by the new traffic lights at McNamara. The signalized intersection is meant to improve the crossing ability of pedestrians and cyclists between the north and south side of the roadway. Multiple residents expressed their concerns regarding the redevelopment of the J.W. Trussler School property on Cartier Street and expressed doubts the road network will not be able to accommodate the increase in vehicles associated with the development. The city notes the report's scope does not cover the redevelopment property. Still, it states, the transportation needs assessment completed as part of this study included the expected site-generated traffic volumes for potential development along the corridor, including the J.W. Trussler School property, to ensure the study recommendations accommodate future traffic, pedestrian, and cyclist volumes. The Cartier Street intersection with McEwen received comments regarding pedestrian and vehicular safety and requests for improvements at that intersection. The city has initiated a safety assessment of this intersection to confirm the improvements required. Concerns about pedestrian and vehicular safety were also raised about the mid-block intersection between Cartier Street and Champlain Street, the entrance to the west end of McEwen Commons. In response, the report states the city has expanded the study area to include the reconfiguration of the mid-block intersection to address geometric, traffic control and traffic volume requirements. This will include the accommodation of additional traffic from the J.W. Trussler redevelopment, and the need for additional left-turn lanes on McEwen Avenue and signal and pavement marking modifications. The Champlain Street intersection with McEwen also received comments regarding pedestrian and vehicular safety and requests for improvements at that intersection. Residents expressed a desire for improvements to pedestrian safety, the ability to accommodate additional traffic from the Trussler redevelopment, and operational concerns about the signal lights, left-turn cues, long wait times. The city has initiated a safety assessment of this intersection to confirm the improvements required. Businesses that expressed their concerns about access to their properties during construction will be notified well in advance of the start of construction to minimize impacts to adjacent businesses along the corridor. The report states every effort will be made to keep business entrances open for as long as possible during construction. Temporary directional signage directing vehicles to businesses in the study area will be added at specific locations along the detour routes. The McEwen Reconstruction Project has been approved for funding through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, ICIP, Rural and Northern Stream. Under this program, 83.33% of eligible costs will be funded by the provincial and federal governments up to a combined maximum contribution of $4.166 million. The balance of the project will be funded by the City of North Bay. The forecasted project cost as of November 2022 is approximately $6.4 million. This is an estimate that includes design, construction, soft costs and contingencies, but final costs will depend on bids once the project is tendered. Subject to comments received on the project file report, the city intends to proceed with the detailed design of this project in 2023. Due to utility relocation and permitting consideration, the anticipated road construction is expected in 2023-24, subject to budget approval.